turning the camera later?
No, who's after that? Ako, kayo na eh. Ako lang mag-turn.
English Tagalog.
English.
Taglish. Taglish. Masa yung tinatarget.
Yeah.
Okay,
we're live now. Good afternoon. I'm Noy Vidado, and this afternoon our live streaming is about breastfeeding and how fathers are play an important role in promotion of successful breastfeeding. And then we will be discussing one by one how our husbands, the dads of our children, helped us in our breastfeeding. I have three children, and my breastfeeding advocacy started way before wala pang internet. And then I'm glad my boss was very supportive. I saw that he would allow one our staff to, you know, express milk during that time, 1984. So that's how I got inspiration. And then when I started breastfeeding, my husband was still a law student. So he was very helpful in the moral support. He was there, and then it was very difficult because formula agad binigay ng pediatrician. I can still remember it in my operating table. I was cesarean. To put us up and for something, and then after that, I was very confused because I thought it was breastfeeding. Unfortunately. My daughter developed colic, and it was terrible. So I shifted talaga pure, and after that, very minimal ang colic. So that's why I'm very steadfast against a formula for the first, at least for the first few months. And our discussion this afternoon is not really about, you know, attacking formula milk. You know, the mothers who choose it. More of the marketing strategies. Because in 2007, they already approached me to blog about it. At that time, wala pa masyadong digital companies to market this. And not many mom bloggers then. So I really said, no, you cannot do that in our blogs. And PR companies, I told them, you can't do that. Mas aggressive na sila ngayon. Marami na kasing digital. So anyway, so we will start off with all of us, introduce ourselves. So we'll show this to the other moms and dads tomorrow. Father's Day. This is in honor of our husbands, the father of our children. It's okay. Yay. So we'll start with Jenny. There. Hi, Jen.
Hi, I'm Jenny. I blog at Chronicles of Immersing Mom. And I currently have, I'm married to Stanley, a wonderful husband and dad. And with him, we have two kids. Naima, who's five, Eric, who's 18.
Altogether,
I've been breastfeeding for more than 5 years.
There, Velvet.
I am Velvet. I'm a Bermuda. I'm a Bermuda. I have two children, 11 and 1 turning 6. So I breastfed for solo about 7 years. So, my first was 3 years. My husband is Adam. He's here.
There she goes.
You know, breastfeeding and birth are both interrelated and interconnected. And he has been very supportive from the birth of my two children to my
breastfeeding. Okay. Thank you.
I am Tina. I'm a stay-at-home mom. I have a son.
Okay.
Hi, I'm Abby. I'm a lawyer.
Oh.
And I'm married to a wonderful mammy's lady. We have a baby who's 18 months and he's still breastfeeding up to now. I was a breastfed baby. My mom was breastfed for 6 months. When I got pregnant, I was determined to breastfeed my baby. And I'm very, very blessed that I am in the company of other breastfeeding moms, because all my other friends were also breastfeeding their baby. So I was happy that I had support from my friends, and I'm also very happy that I had a wonderful husband who supported my decision to breastfeed.
Okay, and we move here.
Yes.
My name is Bing. My husband is Willie. We have two kids. Aiden is 8 years old, and Rafael is. I didn't have any support there. And then I moved back to Hong Kong immediately, so I didn't get any support from anybody during that time. So when I got pregnant with my second child, I made sure that I have the right information, and I'm surrounded by lots of people who know about her baby and who can help me. And one person really supported me for that. Because when I was pregnant, I told him I was a breastfeeder, and I shared with him everything that I know. So when I gave birth, nandiyan na siya sa Galayong, and then somebody would say something about my lash or umiiyak ang baby ko. Siya na yung tagasabi ng baby. At titingin na siya ng ganyan. So, which I really appreciate kasi na. It weren't for him, we don't want to go to the end. But I'm really happy that he stood by my decision and he was supporting.
Okay.
Hi.
Hello.
I'm Mary Cornard, and that's all here. When Bruno and I were talking to him, and that was during the time that he became the buyer in formula marketing. And then we learned in the meeting that Bagoong is very, very much a teacher. We were just going on it, but he asked me, like, so we go now, are you going to rest? You should just get feed and just eat lots of butter. And so we did that. My daughter, 4 years old, was there to be born. Next grade, because I was an exclusive daughter then, and I was there to be born. And I didn't have a right. So I said, I'm going to be born. For my second, I'm still breastfeeding him up to now. I turned 2 last April.
But
oh yes, and I had ketchup breastfeeding.
What ketchup? Breastfeeding?
When my son was born and I started breastfeeding him, my daughter who was already 3 years old then also started breastfeeding again. So now she's 4, she's turning 5 in July, and she's still breastfeeding every night.
Cool. Okay. Can you make their voice louder?
Hi! I'm Christine from Erica. I'm a special education teacher. My husband Mark, he's a speech and education lawyer. My wife, he's 12. He's born in Stock. He's 3 years old. 4 years. He's 4 years old. And then my daughter, Teng, she's 1 year, 10 months. I breastfed my first born for 1 year, 8 months. And the only reason I stopped was when I was pregnant with my daughter, right? And I really had contractions. So that was my turning point to stop breastfeeding. Actually, from the beginning, when I was pregnant, and I told my colleagues that I asked for permission if I can go on breastfeeding until I get pregnant. But her condition to me was, yes, you can do that as long as you will not develop any premature contractions. But 4 months, I had one. So she told me that this day, you have to stop breastfeeding. Stop. And when I gave birth to my daughter, I still wanted to breastfeed my son because I wanted to have a baby. But my son now, my daughter now is only 10 months. Total of I'm breastfeeding and will continue breastfeeding until she will self-feed for like 4 years old.
Wow. Who was not? Wait.
Yeah.
Anyway, I forgot to introduce my husband. My husband is over here. Wait, huh? I cannot see my cam. Hirap talaga to be one man woman. I have to see kasi. Yeah, there. And I'm introducing my husband. Butch Dada is with her. And
hi. I'm Noemi's husband. We have two daughters who are both grown, and they were both breastfed. That was my third child. So I'm here because pinasa ako ni Noemi. No, because tomorrow is Father's Day, and we'd like to share also our experiences on breastfeeding and how it has contributed to our kids.
And here is.
So, I'm Jonathan Adam. I'm Belga's husband. I'm one of the support in her breastfeeding cassette, and then I also benefited on the breastfeeding because sinasabi nilang gigising ka sa umaga pa sa gabi para magtimpla. I never experienced that one. So, tuloy-tuloy lang yung tulog ko.
See, what a great advantage. Yes, very. Very, yes. So, let's start with the dad. Right? I think my husband prepared something to show up. Yeah. Yeah, to make a point to everyone that this is not just something that is locally based. That this
I came across an article in GQ March this year, 2013, and there was this article on. Parang there's a trend in the U.S. I suppose, no? For the fathers to experience physically and not just emotionally the things that a woman or the wife goes through when they become pregnant. So this is what is called pregnancy suit. It mimics the experience. Including nagbabari yung weight niya as you know they can adjust it to make it 1 month, 2 months, until 9 months. So yung experience na to did not stop dun sa pregnancy lang. Of course the treatment of this article is humorous, this man's magazine article. But the theme is very serious, which is beyond after having given birth. What the author did was, during the process of nurturing the child and breastfeeding, he took a very active part. I think I heard this earlier from some of you, na sila yung nagpo-provide ng support. Like I heard it, that they prepare the bottles, they bring the pillows, they make the wife comfortable. So, we can see that it's something that's emerging. And widely accepted now, at least in some areas of the world, that the experience of being a mother can be shared in a physical sense by certain aspects of them, like this, for example, and especially in breastfeeding. So, in our case, when our kids were growing up and they were still infants, we shared the responsibility of nurturing them, especially as regards yung breastfeeding. We used to save bottles and put it in the fridge, and if hindi kaya ni Noemi physically all the time to give or to express milk, then we resorted to that, and I was the one who would give it to our daughters and our son.
I was working kasi at 4 months.
Yes.
So, and my boss was also in UP, so he's very supportive, and he gave me half day work for a full day salary. I really appreciated that, and then my husband would feed my eldest at home.
And just like you, the experience was, it gave me a little bit more time to sleep at night.
Yeah.
Kasi nga,
never talaga kami na puyat. Kasi so, cuddle lang eh.
Actually, but during the time na magpa-pump, yung habang naglalas yung baby on the other side,
That's a great tip, because I never had a pump before. It was very expensive.
Actually, the pump that we used before is the one that we used, I think,
manual.
We tried once, but it's really hard. But we had the other one. I don't know. Now they have the
manual. I used manual. Yeah, because I could not do anything with the putting a fingerprint. Nothing.
That's a tandem. The father and the
okay, great
daughter.
Tip. That's a great tip.
Napaka-efficient.
Production line.
Makapanood ng sine. Yung
ganun. But you also got to feed using the bottle.
Not the bottle, but we did the cup feeding.
There is such a gadget now.
No, production cup and the baby will drink from the cup. Yes.
I see. Okay. I'm catching up with. Mine was like the technology 27 years ago. So that's why they will not right away wean out. Parang ganon.
Because some babies have introduced a bottle to them. After a while, they get used to drinking from a bottle and they refuse to drink from the brand.
That's the one. Right, tamad na sila. To share their experience with their husband. I think Jenny can tell. Oh, wait, I'll move it there. Para your voice can be picked up. Ayon, okay.
So I'd like to share my experience with my husband, Sandy. When I really had trouble breastfeeding my children, because at that time, of course, like everybody, as first-time parents, didn't know where to look for breastfeeding information, and marketing really affects your decisions as a parent.
parang even if they say I'm smart, I mean, di ba? I'm also a lawyer, so you need to be like that din ako. Diba? Pero really, kahit kung gaano ang tao, may effect talaga yung marketing. I remember pa when we, before I gave birth, parang bumili talaga kami ng farmer na kasi just in case. Ay, ganun. Pati yung bottle, just in case. Pero, I wanted to breastfeed and all. Pero, merong ganyan na parang na-ingrain na sa akin na subliminal. Yun, exactly subliminal. Just in case. Para you get ready, ganun. So, I think yung attitude ko na ganun, didn't help me. Didn't help me kasi since it was there, it was ready, available, parang it really thwarted my efforts with life. Parang it's really a temptation. So, with my first born, we make a center for like maybe 1 month. And then during this time, his dad, my husband, was very supportive to me. He would bring the baby to me. And then during the first month of the baby, siya talaga nagkakalit ng diapers, dirty and wet. So that I can concentrate on feeding the baby, on recuperating, so I won't have to worry about changing the liver, even bathing the baby. He was the one who gave our babies their first bath. So, and then now, since sobrang advocacy ko na itong breastfeeding, he has also adopted it. So ngayon, every time he's a photographer, so every time he takes pictures of families, and then he's the mom breastfeeding, he makes it a point to offer to the mom, you'd like to have a breastfeeding portrait with your baby. So he knows that the moment, the breastfeeding moment, it's short lang siya, it's what? Not even 1/4 of your child's life. Diba? What? 2-3 years of your child's life, and then later on, when your child says, stop breastfeeding, you will think, ah, sayang, I didn't have a breastfeeding portrait. So whenever families go to him for pictures, he asks the mom if he wants it, if they want it, so that they can have a memento of that very short time that of breastfeeding their babies.
Interesting. Sana nabutan namin yun. You know what we do? We buy painting. My house, yes, my house has a mother and child painting. Yeah, in the breastfeeding in the living room and in our room. You know, we always cherish those moments. And you can see them from.
Velvet painting for myself. Ah, and for my two children.
Ah, you had the painting.
Yeah, I have two paintings. My husband
painted it?
No, not.
Commission talaga.
Oh, no.
So, kwento, ay, nag-paint. Oh. The husband paint.
The paint. Okay, paint.
Paint.
Oh, that's and very supportive.
I remember when I our first child, I was really big for, like, 3 weeks, and I really wanted to exclusively breastfeed. And we didn't have any money then. Wala kami pera at that time. It was mga mag-anak. And we were alone here sa Manila. Wala kami immediate family. But wala kami pera, but he paid for, I remember, 1,000 pesos yun. But it was a lot of money for us. We paid somebody to come to our house back in 2002. Para lang makatulungan ako to breastfeed. And that 1,000 pesos was really a lot of money. So now, for me, but grabe naman you return in, hindi lang, you know, you save 100,000 for a year's breastfeeding. So grabe din yung return of investment. So now, I try to help mothers breastfeed successfully, even for free. Because panahon ko nga ay faded na hindi naman yun ang bagay ko yung iba, pero at that time no, we don't have money, malaking bagay yan. So now, I try to return the favor of helping other mothers even without any form of professional.
So, what did you want? Yeah.
I'm a jealous dad. That's why I every time I came home from office,
make use na make sure na laging ako yung kasama ng baby kasi my daughter mm-hmm. my daughter is already with almost all day with my wife, so ganun. I'm a deal with that, so I take care of my daughter. not from that. yun tama yung sinasabi yan, na change diapers or ganun. Ganun naman. Make sure, every time, I think, pag-gabi, tamad yung wife ko, diretso lang yan, higiid lang siya from the time na maglalas yung baby. Ako pa yung maglilipat from the other side to...
Oh, really?
Wow! Diretso na natulog ko eh, parang...
Diretso na natulog ko.
Automatic.
Parang siya mo.
Automatic.
Oh, interesting. Ano ba mga style ng iba, mga dad, pag ganyan?
Ako naman ay, ako medyo swerte na ako kasi marami akong breastfeeding support. Si Carita, oh. Visited me kasi nahihirapan ako yung baby ko forever nakalatch. Apparently, yun talaga yung personality nila.
Parang pacifier.
Yes, I was in 8 hours in a day. 8 hours in a day. More than, di ba, 13 hours. And I had this app in my iPad na nire-record ko talaga. Sinabi na, tigilan mo na yung pag-record mo. Malalaka ka lang. So, medyo assured ako with them visiting me. Assured ako na mukha namang walang main problems. Tama naman yung latch. Ang problema ko lang kay Raja pa, after a while, parang nasa choke siya sa pag-breastfeed. So, hindi niya kaya yung lakas ng milk. So, I had to breastfeed ng naka-recline. So, I had 3 pillows behind my back, tapos nakapatong sa akin si Raja. Pero, pinanganak kong batugan, lagi akong nakakatulog. So, may risk na mahuhulog yung baby. So, my husband was just me there to watch us to make sure na hindi mahulog yung baby,
oh, very supportive.
Ng unan. Tapos, ako pa, every time I breastfeed, lagi akong natugutom.
So what do you think?
He'd bring me water and he'd bring me food. Minsan yung baby ko nakalatch the whole day. Susubuan na ako ng lunch ng asawa ko. Because I wouldn't be able to use my hands until I discovered the drinking, which is another topic.
Oh, no. Can you imagine kung...
Yes, yeah. So imagine ang baby na ayaw magpababa, nakalatch forever, pati matulog siya the whole day.
Ayun yan ang pacifier.
Dinudura niya. Ayaw na nung pacifier. So, talagang kailangan ng support. So, he'd bring food, he'd bring water, lagay-lagay ng unan, kasi minsan masakit na sa likod.
For how long was that?
Yung pinakamalala was the first 6 weeks. And then, nadilatch pa rin sa siguro mga 3 to 4 months. Tapos, very high need siya. Tapos, nangyari pa sa akin, so I exercise at work, and then he drink yung express milk sa house. Oh, minsan nauubos yun. At si Yaya at saka si Daddy pupunta ng opisina para dalhin ang baby, para mapag-pinsa sa akin. Kasi wala na siyang maiinom sa house. Minsan, they call me, I go home. Kasi okay lang yun. Pero there are times I can't eat the office, Daddy would bring the baby to the office.
Daddy was very available.
Kasi I work late eh. I work late. So, nasa house na siya ng mga 5:36. So,
trabaho pa rin si Daddy.
So, trabaho. From the house, galing siya mo work. Dadali niya pa yung baby sa office at around 7. Kasi sometimes tayo meeting at 9.
Can you...
And then, dedication.
So, kanyang, you can still work, di ba?
Yeah, and then papayag siya. Aside from that sa akin, malaking bagay yung silent support na wala siyang reklamo. Bibitbitin niya lahat ng aming pump equipment. Every time we go out, magde-date na nga lang kami, may dala pa siyang breast pump. And then we can only go to places where
friendly.
I can pump. Yeah. So, lagi na lang kami nasa Trinoma kasi doon may tuksakan. So yun, yung siyang go, hindi ko yung punta tayong Greenbelt. At the time, wala pang tuksakan doon sa pumping station in Marietta.
Okay. So there are many more places now.
Kailangan ganyan. We're limited to the places na kailangan may breast pump. Tapos when si Jenny husband asked me to post for a breastfeeding portrait, so medyo kita yung book. Pinano ko lang sa kanya, okay lang sa sayo. Sabi niya, oo, ka-breastfeeding naman. Saka proud pa sa in the end, sa picture, pinamamalaki ka sa kanya.
Wait, nasaan na ba yun?
In exhibit last year.
Ah, babalik ulit. For August, it will come? For August.
This year, I think they're working on a different project.
Ah, okay.
Saan kahit anong iyak ng baby, never siyang na gano'n na mag-formula. Never nag-suggest. I think that's one that is very important support from that. Na hindi siya ever mag-mention na mag-formula na lang kaya tayo, baka mas madali. Kasi for him, it's also difficult. Wala siyang asawa for the first 6 weeks. Kasi I couldn't be there for him. The baby always needed
big sacrifice.
Donya. Don. Ano ko don? Prinsipe.
Oo. Kayo naman. What is?
Ako na. Ang jokes ng friends ko, ang sobrang magagas ako sa pagtitingin sa health concerns. When I gave birth to my eldest, I was very, very
Sige.
Let's see Rachel.
kasi she had the baby. Mm. And then, pinag-uusapan ni Joey tsaka ni Ross na na-interrupt yata nila si Rachel. Pumping. Habang nagpa-pump. Tapos, parang ew, right? Parang ganon. My husband and I were watching. Sabi ko sa kanya, ganun ba yung feeling? Nakaka-turn-off ba? Sabi niya, oo naman. Nakaka-turn-off talaga ako. Nakita ko nagpa-pump. Para talaga siya baka. Sabi ko ba? Or
how bothered? Can't move.
Pag nakatulog niya, hindi natapos ang dash, kukunin niya ulit, tapos aayusin niya ulit. So, sabi talaga na, yun ang pagpamahal.
Grabe.
Ginamabait na ako sa kanya. Appreciate ko siya talagang bigla.
How old are they now, the kids?
Regalo ka na
parang. How old are your kids?
My daughter is almost 5, and my son is
do you have pictures of that? Of the thing? Because I remember my son asking, Mom, did you breastfeed me? And then, wala akong evidence eh.
Mayroon akong picture ng first
time. Ah, okay.
Tapos mayroon akong breastfeeding for example.
Ay, good. So wala akong ganun eh. At saka wala naman digital. So I did not document it.
Immortalized by painting naman.
Painting naman.
Oh, wala pa akong picture. That time, ang malang painting nun, 8,000. Eh, ang sweldo ko nun, 5,000 lang. Yeah, let's ask you. Yeah, so how was your dear hubby?
Ako, I can relate to what they said. For my second baby kasi, that's the time when I really decided na it's really gonna be breastfeeding and no formula allowed and all of that. So, before giving birth, I already prepared a birth plan. I mean, dinitali ko doon what I want to happen during my delivery. Although I know na CS ako,
yeah.
I had a copy of that given to my OB, to my media, and to the hospital staff.
So this is really a birth plan
pala. And then I shared it with my husband. Oh. Tapos, after the CS delivery, we did unang yakap. Sobrang tuwang tuwa ako noon. Ako na they let me latch ganyan. Tapos, na-recovery room, I was asking them na nasa na yung baby ko kasi I know na kung conscious ako, they can bring the baby to me. Tapos my husband was there telling me, nasa na, ba't hindi nila binibigay? Napunta siya ng nursery, nagpa-follow up siya, until nabalik na ako sa room, wala pa rin yung baby ko. Talagang, di ba supposedly, sinasabi nila after a CS delivery, pagod ka, you have to rest.
No, you're excited.
Yeah, you can't talk, baka unsubbing no. The exact opposite happened to me. Kasi talagang I was wide awake and I was anticipating for my son to be with you.
Yeah.
Kulit ako na po rin. Kulit ako sa nursery, tawagan mo sila. Siya na nga, yes. Pupunta doon, ipabalik. Wala pa eh, hindi ko daw pwede sabi ng PDR. Yeah. So until finally, ginala na yung baby. And yung husband ko, to me, and from that moment, hindi na siya inalis. Also, naparoom-in na siya sa amin. Ayoko siyang ilagay dun sa bathroom. So yung husband ko parang nakatingin lang siya. parang selfish, pero parang iba fair, parang naintindihan niya ang moment niyo. Tapos fast forward 17 months ng hirapan.
17
months? No, we're still breastfeeding right now. Mm-hmm. And based on what they said, ganun din kami na we plan whenever we go out. Like, mag-movie kami, sabihin niya, oh, meron ka na bang milk na naiiwan? Hindi tayo pwedeng umalis ng walang milk with baby.
Talagang father's
tapos pag aalis kami, oh, nasa na yung, ano mo, yung
cooler bag mo. Talagang best started
dad.
Oo. Wow, sabi galing.
Niya, nasa na yung
and started with the dad who said it.
Sina ganyan. Nasa na yung cooler bag mo, yung pump mo, nandiyan balasa, no, sa bag mo. Tapos aalis na kami. Tapos, kung nasa na kami, nagpapump ako, pwede sa car. So talagang tinutulong mag-assemble din yan. Tapos when we went for a trip, kasama yung eldest son ko, tatlo lang kami, kasi we want to have a bonding time with Kuya. Mm-hmm. Kasi syempre, parang feeling niya, baka he feels left out kasi we have a baby. Mm-hmm. Kasi syempre, parang he says na parang, I want to spend time with you. So, we went to Hong Kong for 3 days.
Oh, how good!
And I had to make sure na may supply yung baby ko. I had express milk in RF.
Oo.
So, a total of, ilan ba, 200 ounces of milk I left for my baby. And then the yaya yung nag-feed sa kanya. And every day, yung husband ko, oh, mag-Skype tayo with yaya. Gusto kong makita yung baby. so talaga.
What did you do in Hong Kong? You also had to express.
Yeah, I brought the whole production with me.
Galing.
The whole team. So,
galing,
yun, nag-research ako with the help of Chinese blog na yung how to travel, ganyan. So, yung fund dala ko, yung cooler dala ko.
So, yung how to travel.
Nasa Hong Kong, Disneyland, nasa airport, sa airplane. So, magkatabi ko ng kami ng husband ko para hindi nila ako nakikita. So, nag-express ako ng guest sa airport, ganun na yun, sa Disneyland din. Siya yung nag-alaga sa eldest namin while I'm there sa mommy's room. So, he supported 101%. Financially, happy siya.
Oh, yeah.
With all the savings.
How much is infant formula milk now?
$1,000.
For how long?
One week?
5 days.
1,000, wow.
That's fine. So, yun yung sobrang happy siya. And yun nga,
hindi siya puyat.
Hindi siya puyat.
Yes.
Sobrang ibig ng tulog niya sa gabi.
Oh, best part for you,
Dad. Hindi iyakin yung baby na.
Yeah.
So, that's one thing that I'm happy about. You can really see the difference. Kasi nga yung older ko, formula fed siya. Hindi naman masama yung pagpapalaki namin sa kanya or how we grew up. But you can see the difference in their development. Although we manage him, pero nako-compare namin. And talagang it's so obvious na a breastfed child is very calm, very happy. And yung husband ko nga sabi niya na magkaiba sila. See the benefits. Tapos yan, ngayon, one thing that I love about my husband, very active ako ngayon sa breastfeeding.
I hope he's hearing you.
Yung YouTube.
Yeah, the YouTube.
Sa kanya, he supports me parang whenever I tell him na, I'm going out to meet with my friends or medyo malilit ako muwi kasi may visit ako ng mom na nangailangan. So, okay, sige, text ka na lang kung ano oras ko uwi, ganyan, ingat ka, ganyan. So, yun, one kind of support talaga. He never questions na my advocacy right now. Pag sinabi ko, oh, breastfeeding yung pupunta. Okay, ganyan na sa... Kahit na Saturday, kasi Saturday lang yung day off niya. So, like today.
Sunday, I know.
Sunday may pasok siya. So, instead of me staying at home or lalabas kami, then, okay, then it's just find time or mag-date na lang kami whenever na pwede.
Galing naman. Best part si Dad talaga. Oo. And let's see what is your best part with the dad of your children.
Maternity? It's supposed to be a breastfeeding hospital. Yeah, it's supposed to be a breastfeeding friendly hospital. But
So we found out that it was the worst experience we had because I already specifically told my pediatrician and my OB that I would breastfeed.
Yeah.
Because what I learned was we men have milk. So do not doubt your supply from the beginning. So that's what I inculcated in my mind. That the moment I was pregnant, I will breastfeed because I would like my milk. Even if I don't have food, I will have milk. I will really have milk.
Oh.
So that's what I thought. That was part of my birth plan. That I will breastfeed immediately. So when I gave birth, I gave birth through Lamad. So I did not have any anesthesia, so I was awake the entire time. So I was not drugged, so I can go to the nursery and breastfeed because I didn't have any drugs in my system.
Yeah.
But I found out that they gave formula to my son.
Really? Without your permission?
They did not ask for me.
Aren't you supposed to have a permission?
Yes.
They have to sign a release?
That's
not
like the
worst.
Yes.
Ah. Notorious. Well, did you report that anyway?
Well, I did know
the rules
then.
Okay. Yes. But now you can, right?
Yes.
So anyway. There,
so the moment the moment I knew that he was given formula, I actually requested my son to be room-feed immediately. So when they brought him in, they even brought all the things from the nursery, including the canned formula milk, which was open. And when I opened it, it was already like 3/4 full. So they gave him already 1/4 amount of formula to him without my permission. I didn't even give them the bottle. So I don't know how they fed to him. Maybe from using their bottle or something, I don't know. So there, from the moment he was coming in, I already lashed him. And that hospital did not even teach me how. To latch. So it was really difficult for me because I was a first time mom and I was only with my husband. My parents were in the States, my mother is only not breastfeeding his children. She did also know how to teach me.
Mm-hmm.
So my husband and I was only there and Ayaya is only 18 years old and she doesn't have any knowledge about breastfeeding. So it was only my husband and I who tried an error to breastfeed. So we checked out of the hospital and then I asked my husband, so what are we going to do with the formula? Then he told me, because we had a friend who also gave birth a month earlier than I did, and the baby was formula fed. So he told me, bigay mo na lang sa kanya. And the baby of my friend was drinking exactly the same milk which my son did. So we just gave him the milk because we decided really we were hell bent breastfeeding my son.
Hmm.
And the support that I got from my husband was during those times that I was really doubting my supply, especially when you express.
Yeah.
When I went back to work, I was exclusively pumping, and I was only able to bring home this much. Like for example, if I was only able to bring home 15 ounces, and my son will take about like 24 ounces. So I have a deficit of 8 ounces. So I was telling him, parang bumaba ang supply ko. And he's like telling me, hindi, huwag mo isipin yan, meron ka niyan. Don't worry, kasi he's the kind of guy that chill. Lahat na nagkakabulo, kalmado lang siya. So I needed that kind of support to tell me na hindi, meron ka. So yun na, the following day, my supply will go up. I'm a warrior in his mom. So yun yung
balance talaga.
Ganong simple support was so much for me kasi it was so easy for him to tell me na, mix-feed na nga lang tayo para huwag mo nang iniisip yan, huwag ka na mag-stress. Kasi he knew that I was a worrywart. So yun, so ganun simpleng support really big enough for me. Plus, the moment, the time that they go out to the mall, he's not really conservative, and he's not a conservative guy. So for example, he's not the kind of guy na mag-breastfeed, ay, dapat breastfeeding ko. Parang if I was breastfeed here in front of another, I will just raise my shirt. I even tried covering myself. But when he saw that my baby and I were struggling with the cover,
he doesn't like the cover.
Yeah, he was just okay lang, lumping the lang, okay lang. So, pero syempre naman siya, in case gumano yung anak ko, baka ma-expose. So
he's just there to protect, but he's not the kind of guy na hindi uwi na tayo or sa kotse ka na lang mag-breastfeed, no? Or for example,
no shame for him.
Yeah, no shame, parang
no shame.
Parang tinititigan niya ako
kung ano
kami
nagsabi
na
ako,
so parang tinititigan niya rin.
Ayaw, diba? That's rude.
Kung yung husband mo, nagigiyaan na nag-breastfeed ka. Siya parang so affected ka rin, diba? Pero kung for him, pero kung natural yan, inaano mo yung anak mo. And then it will also boost your confidence. Anywhere.
Dami namin, we're like 27 years behind. Yeah, how do you call that?
Nursing clothes. Although recently, nakakatawa, when we were in the airport recently, tapos nalita siya kasi dalawa taon na naman yung anak ko eh. Nung una, talagang kaya kami naka nursing cover. Nung mga 6 months, yung hindi ko na yung nakakalit. Tapos, ang gagawin ko, sabi ko naman ako, ay, restaurant, hindi ko naman ako. Sabi ko naman ako, ayaw ko kung gamitin yung isang bago mo, nursing
Ba? You're nakakatakot ka siguro.
Confidence na alam, tinaas lang niya yung shirt niya. Oo, parang, tapos, we started a conversation. So, parang,
I think when somebody sees you, it's very empowering to others na okay lang pala eh, kasi iba nahihiya. So ako, I never put a cover anymore. So kung kami ng husband ko, na kasama yung mga kids, talagang titignan lang niya kung ano itsura ko. Just making sure siguro kung maayos, maayos, nakikita kayo. Oo, kasi hindi na ako, kunyari hindi ako naka-nursing top. I just pull up my shirt. Tapos kunyari, lalagay lang ako lang. Kasi anak ko kasi, acrobatic na siya. Kasi 17 months old na siya eh. So hindi siya satisfied sa plate. Minsan nandito siya, minsan nakatayo, ganyan. So, pero yung husband ko, I need to just make sure na we're both comfortable. And one thing to share rin, di ba si Bernard, bumili siya ng mga top niya lang yan. Ako, I asked my husband to buy a nursing bra.
What? Nursing bra?
Does he know your size? Ganun ba yan?
Sinabi ko sa kanya kasi when I was pregnant, isa lang yung biniya ko.
Mahal ba yun?
Hindi.
It depends.
It depends. Kasi meron ng available na. So, and
ganyan.
So, isa lang yung binili ko. And medyo masikip pala, di ba? Kasi,
parang
ganda, di ba? Parang wow! Wow, may chest na ako. So, I asked him to buy. And dinadala ko sa kanya yung isa. Ganitong brand. Ang bilhin mo ha, pero ganitong size. Alam mo? Pag-uwi niya, tatlo yung binili niya.
Wow! Fair talaga.
Oh, isa naman. Okay lang ba? Then ma! Kailangan ko bigla pa rin. Bakit? Isang binili na.
Hindi naman na sinukay. Hindi naman na kanya, diba? Pag-iasak pa sa kanya. Hindi naman na kanya. May wife mo na eh. Hindi
naman na kanya. Diba? What our husbands will do for us.
Yeah.
So yung husband ko, kasi I work, and I have to go out of town for meetings.
Oh, wow.
I would bring my husband, and I have to take a leave also. Kasi hindi rin siya papayag na ang kasama lang sa room is yung yaya. So, he takes a leave and goes with us. Twice na namin ginagawa, he knows na magastos because we have to get another room. So during the time when I have my meetings, he will be with the baby and the yaya. So our first beach experience ni baby is with daddy. So tapos pagkagutom na, dadaling na nila kung saan ako nag-meeting. At I'll see, tapos kukunin nila ako. There was a point pa, in both instances, fully booked na in resort where I was staying with my office mate. We booked a resort nearby, beside it. So maglalakbay pa talaga sila pagka mag-feed na yun.
Wow, it's talaga.
So, nag-believe din siya sa work
because of that. So, what love, no?
Hindi ah, dedication.
Love yun.
Kasi alam niya mag-uramentado yung anak niya pagka nagutom.
Ah, okay. We can't afford to see his baby cry. Diba?
Nobody can pacify a crying breastfeeding.
Except the
not even the voice of the mom,
oh.
But the breast of the mom.
So what can Jen? You want to say something
about
the advocacy about, especially because everything now is targeted towards moms, the mga.
Okay, as we know, as we've shared here, that fathers are a big factor in successful pregnancy. Without a supportive husband or a supportive father, like as all of us have shared, hindi talaga a breastfeeding relationship between the mother and child won't succeed. But honestly, to have a baby is a three-act naman between the father and the child. So, the support of the father is really essential. And as a child, you can have a best start with the dad, even if the baby is breastfeeding. So there are many other moments of bonding. So if we look at commercials targeting dad, but they say that give the baby a bottle, you let the baby and the dad will have bonding time. I think that's the number one thing that sinasabi sa mami. Oh, mom, so you can rest. Let's have dad give the bottle. That's not really a necessity for the dad to bond with the baby, as all of us have shared here.
there are many other ways for your dad to bond with the baby. So we have to be conscious of we are not against formula feeding. We formula feeding, formula milk, and it's not enough. It has to serve a certain need. But we want to ensure that marketing is done ethically and responsibly. As we know, there is a milk code, but because of certain lobbying, the milk code is not as powerful as we want it to be. So there are certain loopholes which can be utilized, which have been utilized. And this is why there needs to be people who will look after the welfare of breastfeeding mothers, breastfeeding babies, of Filipino babies and mothers, and of course dads in general.
So what? How come we're looked upon as kind of judgmental? Are we? Are we judgmental about this advocacy part? Are we passionate, diva?
I think it's passionate. You cannot have an advocacy. You don't have the passion for it. It goes hand in hand. You cannot be an advocate if you are lukewarm.
Yes, that's true. Yeah.
That's what makes you. That's what makes the advocate different from somebody else. Or it's the passion and drive. Promote and protect it.
Yes.
Breastfeed, you have successful breastfeeding promotion in daily feeding.
Yes.
Support, protection, and promotion.
Yes.
That's to ensure that breastfeeding will succeed in the patient. Support is good. That's what
what you're doing.
That's what, support our group does, support the breastfeeding tonight is an online Facebook group where it's run by moms. Moms like us who have been trained in breastfeeding peer counseling, so we counsel moms, especially first time moms, so they go online and that's where they can receive support because there's a lot of moms there always online, so they can easily access support.
Yeah.
So that's the support part.
Yes.
And then promotion, so like my organization Latch, we do talks in hospitals, so Bevel there, she also does talks to community. That's also another aspect.
Right.
And the third aspect, which is very necessary, is protection.
But I think I also entered there.
That is where the controversy is. When you protect something, it's against something. When you protect, there's always somebody pro and anti. The concept of protection is always pro and anti. So that's where the controversy is, in protection. But you cannot just see
fishing dun sa river, and then natataka siya na may mga batang tinatapon. So pulot siya ng pulot ng bata. Well, nakabangka siya, nagtatawan, pulot, pinupulot niya yung bata. So sabi niya, hindi natatapos. Tingin niya, may tao pa na sa taas, natatapon ng bata. Sabi niya, tatargetin ko yung tao na yun.
Yeah.
Kasi, parang matapos. Kasi, wala na akong ginawa ko din sa buong salo.
Right.
So, yun ang protection. Yun ang feel the whole. Kasi, yung pinaglalaban dito, ang pinaglalaban dito ay ang unethical marketing. Yun lang. Ako, never kong ginudge yung nanay. Never kong ginudge yung family. I will never speak an ill word against a mother. Never to a family. But, hindi pwede kapag these milk companies or these bottle companies that break the rules, hindi ka pwede ba rin ka. Dapat mag-sell tayo. Kasi iba na yun.
Yeah, that's true. And
lalo na kasi sila, they use TV. Napakadaming tao nang nag-reach ng TV. Kasi nasa forum kami, we have a breastfeeding tonight, Facebook. Pero ilang
isang tao lang naman yung makakakita doon. Kailangan
thousand
may access
nine.
Sila to, kailangan may access sila to the internet. Oh. Oh. As against millions of people who have access
budget.
To the internet. And puti sana kung yung mga nanay na minamang na target nila are educated enough to read about breastfeeding and to sa kanila to decide for themselves if breastfeeding is for them. Pero ito yung mga nanay na probably somewhere are educated, wala naman silang breastfeeding supporter, so they don't know. Kung makita nila na, oh, si Judy Santos binibreastfeed yung anak niya, siguro that's the good thing to do, that's the best thing that I should do for my baby. So gawin niya rin yun. So that's why you also need to target the milk companies to stop them from giving such a message to the baby,
yes,
to the newspapers.
Isang example, sa isang community namin, may isang mother doon, every month nasa hospital yung anak siya. Christmas, tsaka the baby is always on the brink of death. Christmas, tsaka New Year, lahat magsaya, nasa hospital siya, the baby was on the brink of death. You know why? Because every time she watches TV, maganda yan. Change na naman yung formula niya.
Passionate, and you know, love is important to mommy.
Yes.
Hindi ko naman, hindi yun mataray na anak mo yan. Hindi gano'n, hindi gano'n. But you know, it's your child. And di ba sabi na, ikaw yung choice mo yan. Pero ako, informed choice. As long as you have informed decision choice, it's okay. If you still, after knowing all the results, all the risks of formula feeding, not just the benefits of breastfeeding, but the risks of formula feeding, tapos yung malaman
parang let's launch the hashtag breastfeedingph. So we'll make it, we're using it also in Facebook, kasi Facebook already has a hashtag. So it is good that we will use it starting now. It's a long campaigning because sooner or later it will be picked up, really. We never know where it goes. Like when we started the hashtag, we just wanted awareness. So let's see. Diba?
Ako kung marinig yung kwento ni Rachel, ito walang yaya.
Ayaw nga pala. Hindi pa pala ito
repeto. Ito naman yung sinasabi ni Rachel sa kanya, abi na informed choice. One of the best things that can do para sa best part is to be informed. You be informed talaga sa pag-involve. Kasi, ayun, sabi na sa amin, ano ako, yung pinakaano talaga ni Ben, ng husband ko sa akin, nag-start siya, nag-start yung best start niya with our son, nag-decide, umayag siya na maging stay-at-home mama ko. Because na maging single income, sabi ni kami na sobrang malaking burden para sa kanya kasi ako na nilang yung mag-earn para sa family, siya na sasagot, financial siya na lang. Kaya parang, nung kumayag siya, nag-agree siya na stay at home na lang ako, na ang laking bagay na, wow, parang siguro hindi ako makakapag, hindi ako magiging successful sa breastfeeding. Iba yung success na kung nandiyan siya, na kumayag siya na nasa bahay lang ako. Iba rin yung discipline na makukuha ni na kwan sa namin, kasi ako yung nag-aalaga. Parang,
She started meeting. We're then with support of our husband.
But kasi si Ben, siya yung, kasi I start si Esa ko, si Esma, si Esma, si Esma, si Esma, wala kami yaya, wala kami need, kasi wala pa kami elevator nun sa bahay namin, kaya pagbaba namin ng sasakyan, sige, karga ko si Baby, kaya 3 floors. Tapos pagdating sa bahay, mawa-mawa si Coco, dun sa tulad ni Rafa, ni Abby,
final word. Okay, the gold standard. Yeah.
And that's all the risk.
And then also yung defense na tax-plagay naman sa bottom, breastfeeding is best for baby.
Yeah.
That's always the defense.
Yeah.
Always what they say.
Yeah.
We put it there, breastfeeding, because it's required by the law.
It's required by the law, right.
It's not doing good. That's it. It's required.
Kung wala yan sa batas, hindi nila yan.
So, it's just, roughly, that's nothing that they put it there. Required you put it there. You don't put it, you cannot market it.
So when you look at the commercial, kumare, 10 seconds there, kapag lang lang, that's the benefit of it. Formula, in formula. Pagdating sa dulo, mga milliseconds, 15 seconds, breastfeeding, breastfeeding. Ang bilis-bilis pa, milliseconds, di ba?
Milli.
Parang, it's required by law. Otherwise, they delete it. Diba? Parang may disclaimer sila, meron lang mga kapag-tour. Kasi, ito sa kasa, ano, sa mga website. Diba, website, tapos nalilapin mo.
Dapat the law should have. Dapat the
ayaw ipapasa.
Dapat the law should have a font size.
Or the proportion.
Yeah, I know.
Of the font, diba? Para balance yung nakikita ng mga tao.
Sige. So let's have our last word with Beth. Start with that. Maybe for a message for Father's Day. Because this will be shown tomorrow.
Yes. Father's Day, I would like to commend all the dads who support their wives to breastfeed. Kasi it's not only supporting your wife, but also supporting the nature of your children. Yun, happy Father's Day to my husband, Lily, and to my dad.
Yay.
Dahil ma-sensi siya kung pwede. Happy Father's Day to my husband. I'm super weak because of this talk.
Oh, that you will see this tomorrow. You, our message and best start to dad. Thank you to my husband. Best start to that, and for joining us here, and for financing all these advocacy. Yeah, it's important because I'm past breastfeeding mom, so you know, support breastfeeding. You know, I'm still there in Patek, so happy Father's Day. And to our beautiful children, our two beautiful girls.
They're going to be embarrassed with what they're going to see.
No, I just happy Father's Day. Thank you. And, wait, response, I think I have a response for this.
I just like to say that I'm honored to be part of this community. Although, you know, 2 decades away na kami from breastfeeding here,
yeah.
We still feel that this kind of advocacy will be lifelong. Dahil magkakaapo rin naman kami, hopefully, in the future.
5 years,
maybe? So, thank you for giving voice to these concerns.
And lastly, may we have a reply from one of the dads who got a greeting, an advanced greeting? Yeah.
Well, dads will continue to support breastfeeding.
Yep.
That's the only thing I can promise.
And the best starts with dad will always be with breastfeeding. And let's continue to use the hashtag #BreastfeedingPH. So this is the launch of our breastfeeding PH hashtag in Twitter, Facebook, Instagram, and other social networking. Thank you everyone for joining us this week. And maybe we'll have another one in August. Right? I think it's the breastfeeding week. Yes, let's have our kids. I will bring my kids.
Nationwide. Yeah.